Leaders from Syracuse, Onondaga County, and nonprofit partners are making a final push to encourage responses for the 2020 census before the September 30th deadline. Officials are spending the next 6 days going door to door in less responsive city neighborhoods to spread information about the census. Regional Director of the Census Jeff Baylor asked community members for additional help in motivating the city to fill out the census.
We still need your help. So if you filled it out, thank you, but we need to talk to your neighbors. We need you to talk to those you work with, those you worship with. Tell them about the census. Tell them that it's safe.
Baylor says census takers will wear masks and social distance as pandemic safeguards. He adds that census information is protected by federal law and can't be accessed by anyone at any time. Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh acknowledged the COVID-19 pandemic as a factor in a normally difficult effort to collect the census, noting that the self-response rate is close to 8% lower than it was in the last count in 2010.
We're already in a hard-to-count community, and so to add on top of that, the pandemic, it's really been a perfect storm of challenges. But we are going to finish strong and work right to the very end to make sure everyone is counted.
Last month, the Trump administration shortened the extended deadline of October 31st to the current deadline on September 30th. The extended deadline was meant to compensate for the disruption of the COVID-19 pandemic. The shortened deadline has put pressure on census takers to gather responses from underrepresented communities, including immigrants and non-English speakers. Baylor with the Census Bureau credits the city and its partners for their focus on improving census response despite difficulty.
They're talking to the community members. They know exactly how to message the importance to this particular neighborhood, to this particular household, to get them to understand what's at stake. So they're our inspiration at the Census Bureau, no matter what gets thrown at us externally. You know we have a job to do.
Census officials stress that filling out the census decides the allocation of funding for school breakfasts, Medicare, and other essential services across the county. The website is my2020census.gov. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.